Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hitters. Andrew Stevenson's first Major League RBI gives the Nationals the lead on a bases-loaded walk.
The Nats steal last night's second game of the doubleheader 5-4, so they split yesterday's two-game affair. And they've split their last six. Loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, as they are trying to get healthy. Max Scherzer to the hill tonight. Giancarlo Stanton bringing his 50 home runs to town with the Miami Marlins. Dave Jagler, you just heard on that call, as heard on 106.7. The Fan will be with Charlie Slows in the booth tonight. He joins us now. Jags, let's start with Max. Everything you're hearing, that he's good to go, he will make the start, and that the neck is okay now?
Well, first, I want to talk about that electrifying bases-loaded walk call. I mean, what's next, a sack fly? I mean, that call
willing.
Was just – that was Hall of Fame worthy. I mean, no one can make a bases-loaded walk sound quite that – I'm just patting myself. I've hurt my arm patting myself on – I'm hurting my neck patting myself
you
on
should.
The back.
You should. That was a great call.
Thank you. I mean, I'm fired up for this appearance now. No, Max is good. I mean, he threw a heavy bullpen on Friday, played catch on Saturday. You know, I think they gave him the extra day rather than pitching him yesterday on the same day as Roark, because with no off day coming up, then you had two guys on the same day and it would louse up your rotation going forward into the Milwaukee series. So I think he's good. Now might Dusty have him on some sort of pitch limit rather than letting him go 120? Yeah, I think that's probably the case. But with the fact that they're up by 12 games, if there was any issue at all, they wouldn't push it. And I think Max was pushing to go a little bit earlier than he is now. So I think he's all set, and you know they'll keep an eye on him, but I'm expecting a typical Max Scherzer performance tonight.
Jags, I think it's a credit to Dusty. It's a credit to this team and the guys in that locker room that they've been able to do even what they have with all these injuries. It's guys, you know, Andrew Stevenson in that highlight coming into the segment. He shouldn't be in the major leagues, and yet there they are winning games with him. I'll take a 15-10 month with this many injuries every single time and twice on Sunday. It looks to me, though, like they're running into the wall a little bit, though. They look tired to me, and they could really use some reinforcements right about now.
Well, I think that's true offensively, but the key is they've been winning games even as they've hit this lull offensively. I mean, I think it's been – you can kind of almost mark it down when Harper went out of the lineup. I mean, this offense has really, you know, kind of just been an average offense. But yet, if you look over the course of a season, you know, there are going to be times where the offense carries you and the pitching's down and the pitching's up and the offense is down. I mean, frankly, the offense carried this team for the first half of the season and had outscored some issues at the back end of the bullpen. So now, as the offense has hit a little bit of a lull here in August, the pitching has carried the team. They still have a winning record as they've been scoring 3 to 4 runs a game. So I'm not overly concerned about it. The credit is that the pitching has stepped up, or they might be in a little bit of an issue going into the month of September. But yes, I mean, once Turner and Worth get back and hopefully Harper after that, then you've got a couple of weeks to try to gel and get ready for October, because whatever's happening now, you know, who's hot, who's not, isn't going to matter when you get to the postseason. We've seen that. We've seen the Nationals go in flying high and then come out flat offensively in the postseason. So whether they're hot now or cold now, probably not much of a factor, but it gives you some confidence they've been able to win these close games, because it's more likely to be a 3-2 or a 4-3 game in the postseason than it is 8-7.
Dave Jagler on Grant and Danny. Good news, bad news in the bullpen. Unavailable to tap into Brandon Kinstler yesterday. Dusty Baker turned to Sean Kelly for the second time in a couple of games in the same day. And Sean Kelly was effective and has gotten to a point now where maybe he could be a little bit more trustworthy after giving up a lot of homers. But is Kinstler okay? Was he just tired? And also Madsen still injured. What do we know about him?
Well, I mean, that one's a concern to me, Madsen, because it just seemed to kind of come out of nowhere. I mean, all of a sudden it was that game against San Francisco where he tried to warm up and couldn't, and the finger was bothering him. And then he sat down for a couple of days, tried to throw again, and it bothered him still. So, yeah, again, you're trying to get him ready with a couple of weeks to go in the season so he's full go in October. So I think the trickle-down effect is that Kinstler got a heavy workload, and his arm may have been hanging a little bit, because it was a couple of appearances in a row where the sinker wasn't quite as sinking, and some pitches were up, and the Astros hit him a little bit, and then the Mets hit him a little bit. So I think he just needed a day or two. But right now, if you're talking about the other guys in the bullpen, you're fighting for spots on the postseason roster. And Joe Blanton's pitched a little bit better recently, so he's trying to get back in that mix. Kelly, after being down for a couple of months, he's trying to pitch his way into that mix. Eddie Romero's going to be coming back soon from the DL. He's been pitching back-to-back games at AAA, so he's going to be in that mix. So it's all about, you know, Dusty, whether you're going to go with a 7-man bullpen or an 8-man bullpen in a postseason series, who are your most effective guys? Now, you feel really good if you're ahead with 7, 8, 9, if that's Kinsler, Madsen, and Doolittle. But what's going to be a key is, you know, if your starting pitcher has a rough day and he goes out after 5 innings and you're down 4-3, the guys that you bring in, can they hold the deficit at 4-3? Are they giving up a couple of runs and all of a sudden you're down 6-3 facing the other teams back into the bullpen? So you want those guys who might be 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 in the bullpen to be pitching well too. And so that's what those guys are fighting for here in the last month of the season.
Voice of the Nats, Dave Jagler, with us here on the show. Speaking of guys that have turned their season around, the overall numbers are not what we've expected or not what he would want for Tanner Roark here, Jags, really because of that ugly June with an ERA north of 8 as he went 1-4 and really scuffled in those 30 innings. Since then, though, appreciably better. Not as good as, again, as we've kind of seen from him, but we kind of settled into the ERA in the mid-3s, but he's been a lot better, obviously, since June. How has he kind of turned it back around? Was it as simple as getting over that dead arm from the World Baseball Classic and his schedule was off, or has he found something?
Well, I think what he's found, Danny, is relying on the curveball. He's basically been a different pitcher this year than last year. I mean, last year it was two-seam sinker primarily, you know, a quick innings, getting a lot of ground ball outs, pitching to contact. Even still, I mean, it was a little better last night, but he still hasn't had that riding nasty tail on the two-seamer where you can throw it at the hip of the left-handed hitter and the hitter gives up on it, and it's that sharp late action to get the inside corner for a strike. And the same thing to a righty. You start off the corner, the hitter sees ball right away. All of a sudden at the last second, it tails in over the outside corner for a called strike. That pitch just hasn't been there for him. So what are you going to do? You've got to figure something out. His curveball has been outstanding to me in the last month, and that's where he's getting a lot of his outs and a lot of his strikeouts. And you mix in a changeup that's pretty good and a slider. Now it's taking him a lot more pitches. Last night's kind of what he's been, which is basically a 6-inning pitcher, 110 to 115 pitches, whereas last year he was 7 innings, around 100 pitches. So he's different, but he's still at least now more successful because I think the secondary stuff has been better, and that's been the key. So if you can somehow get that two-seamer back in September, that'd be great. If not, you're looking at him hopefully in a postseason start in a Game 4 scenario. If he's got the off-speed stuff going, he gets you 6 innings, tries to get you to that 7-8-9 combo.
Dave Jagler on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Giancarlo Stanton comes to D.C. with his 50 homers. He's got 17 in the last 25 games. There are people saying he's chasing Roger Maris's 61 homers as a home run record. I find that ludicrous. We can't pretend something didn't happen because we don't like how it happened when we all were very excited while it was happening. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, you know, for whatever, whether we like it or not, you know, Barry Bonds career-wise and single season is the home run leader. And those are what the numbers say. And until someone strikes those records from the record books, which are not going to happen, those are the records you're chasing. So, yeah, I don't even put a whole lot of stock into that. It would certainly be special because we have not seen someone go for 60 in this quote-unquote different era of baseball, maybe than what it was 15 years ago. So, yeah, what he's doing is really special. But, yeah, unless he can hit whatever it is, 23 more home runs during the last month of the season, then he's not going to be the single-season record holder.
Jags, my last one for you is, who are the guys, maybe the bench guys, that are playing a little bit more now that you might think might have a big role in the postseason? Thinking of like a Lind or a Defoe or somebody like that you could see making a big play for this club come October.
Well, I mean, I think a lot, Danny, depends on what, you know, what Jason Worth comes back and does. You know, he's going to have a month. I mean, here's a guy with veteran pedigree, and you can slot him in there hopefully after Turner and in front of Harper. But if Worth isn't right, might Howie Kendrick be a guy to give you a postseason start or two in a big spot? But certainly, he's a guy I love bringing off the bench, and you don't necessarily have to match up with him. It's not just, oh, Kendrick can only bat against lefties. If you're facing a tough right-handed closer in an 8th or 9th inning scenario, you know he can give you a good at-bat from the right side against a righty. So to me, Kendrick was an outstanding pickup at the deadline. And there was a lot of, obviously, put on what they did for the bullpen. But Kendrick, to me, was a huge pickup for addition to that bench, knowing that, that Lynn's giving you a good at-bat. So you have multiple weapons there, and the possibility that Kendrick could even start a game or two if that's needed.
Jags, thanks so much, as always. Enjoyed having you on the show.
Okay, thanks, Grant.
Thank you, sir.
Marlins coming to town to take on the Nationals. Dave Jagler, Charlie Slows on the call. You can listen on 106.7 The Fan. I told you earlier, Danny, that I caught up with a couple of Redskins in the locker room after the game yesterday.
Yeah.
The first of those two conversations will play in our last hour. DeShazer Everett, who's getting run as a starting safety. And if something happens with Sua Cravens, by the way, he's the starting safety in week one to begin the year. Interesting backstory on him and how he's come to form here in Washington. We'll talk about him and some of the other underrated, kind of unsung Redskins next, but you'll hear my conversation with DeShazer Everett on Grant and Danny on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.